abandoned vehicles are left and they're there for a long period of time. They can be a hazard, you know, they could be parked or blocking entrances or left in a dangerous place where they're blocking sight lines, entering and exiting from estates. And also, some of these old cars and vehicles are leaking oil or fluids onto the public roads and footpaths. And it seems to take a little period longer than people hoped to get rid of them. Now, in response, Sligo County Council, excuse me, did state that they can be dealt with under the waste, litter and road legislation. But the most practical route really is the road traffic removal, storage and disposal of vehicle registrations. Now, that's really where, if there is an abandoned vehicle for a period of time, you can contact the local county council area office or some of the elected members, and then they will follow up, I suppose, with An Garda Síochána to see if the vehicle is registered, and if it's not roadworthy, then they can organise the removal by an appropriate waste collector. So it is something that comes up, and I spoke to other councillors where in different areas cars are left for long periods of time, abandoned, they may have no road tax or insurance or NCT, and people just leave them there. And this is a nuisance, particularly in housing estates and also in public spaces throughout the county. So it's really to notify people that there is a method in place to deal with abandoned vehicles, and that they shouldn't be left there for an unruly length of time, you know, because it's not fair on people who are trying to upkeep their areas, their estates, their towns, their villages, that these abandoned vehicles are left there. So it's something that I would encourage people to consult with the elected members or the local authority, and we'll try and get them moved as speedily as possible.
But is that actually happening, Councillor Mulvey? Like, are these vehicles being dealt with in a timely fashion, or do people jump through all these different hoops and nothing actually gets done?
Well, in fairness, I suppose the legal route has to be gone down first before maybe enforcement can be placed on them. So in fairness, the local authority and the Gardaí do tend to give people a period of time to remove them. They will contact them. You know, every vehicle has a registered owner. So it really is to put the onus again on the public to ensure that they're not left for long periods of time, and also that the enforcement services of Sligo County Council, the local area offices and the Gardaí will deal with them if they are left there too long. So it is something we will be keeping an eye on, that it doesn't go on too long.